Well, as we talked about before in Information Morning, there are several major infrastructure jobs either on the go or in the works in Cape Breton. Tom mentioned the possibility of a new library going with a mixed-use building on the Sydney waterfront. But one thing we know for sure is the new NSCC location on the waterfront or the hospital redevelopment in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, which means there is an increased need for skilled workers in the construction trades. That need has prompted the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council to launch an online information series to let people know about potential employment and training opportunities in the next few years. The executive director of the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council is Trent Soholt. He's in Halifax. We called him up about these information meetings. Hi there, Trent.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Not bad. Can you give us an idea of the extent of the employment opportunities in the construction trade coming up in the next few years here?
Yeah, we're excited about the opportunities coming up. Over the next 5 to 7 years, we're looking at over $1 billion worth of investment by the province. And that's going to result in a lot of both management and trade-style occupations that are going to yield some opportunities. And while we do have some capacity within the industry already in some occupations, we do know we will have pinch points in others. And that's really what the session Thursday night is for, as well as for the session on Tuesday, March 23rd, is to really focus on those areas that have opportunity and how we get new entrants into our sector, how do we bring entrants in who have taken community college or Cape Breton University training, and how we bring in underrepresented groups. That's a big focus for these projects.
How many jobs are we talking about with the NSCC project and the hospital redevelopment?
For the four major healthcare projects and the NSCC, so we refer to them as the five major infrastructure projects, we're looking at a peak year in about 2022-2023 of just over 700 full-time equivalents or individuals who would work at 2,000 hours. So as the projects ramp up, we're going to see, you know, from hundreds of workers get up to about that 700, 722 person in 2022-2023 and then start to ramp down as projects start to wrap up. What $1 billion of investment usually means for our sector is 500 people per year full-time employed.
So do we have enough physical bodies who work in the trades to fill those positions?
The beautiful thing about these projects and being you know, in Cape Breton, we have Cape Bretoners who have opportunity, and this is also providing work for Cape Bretoners. It's not that we have a lack of Cape Bretoners to do the work. It's just we want to align the right people with the right skills that are available and the right opportunities that are available as part of these projects. In Cape Breton, we've had a large unemployment rate for a number of years. We have workers who may not be working in the sector, who we want to work in the sector, or who train to work in the sector. As I mentioned earlier, we have grads from the NSCC who we want to be able to provide opportunities with. We have individuals who just are sitting unemployed. And then on top of that, these projects have put in language in the contractual documents to encourage underrepresented groups to get meaningful employment as part of these projects. And there is really where the benefit for Cape Breton is we want Cape Bretoners building these projects, and there's an opportunity for that to happen.
So diversity is one. Where are the other pinch points that you mentioned?
In some of the occupations, we've got, sheet metal, for example. We're looking to bring in new individuals into sheet metal trades. And the other ones that came up in our forecast were insulators, bricklayers, finishing trades, so painting, glazing, drywall finishing, and then some carpenter-related aspects as well. There's also an opportunity to look at the non-trade occupations, though. So we're looking at, you know, estimators and admin staff and project managers and superintendents and those types of occupations. Those are areas where there's also opportunity for Cape Bretoners.
So can you talk a bit about what makes hospital construction a little bit different?
Yeah, these projects are really generational in a way. We haven't built hospitals in Nova Scotia in a very long time. And hospitals, the sophistication hospitals have really changed over the last, decades, where they're more, you go into any hospital, you go into the regional, you look at the wall panels, you look at the floor that's installed. The attention to detail and the technicalities of all the build of these projects needs to have a skill set that is really focused on making sure that the user who's going to be, the doctors, the nurses, the clients, the patients, what have you, who come in, the building shouldn't get in the way. The building should be there to support it. And so the intricacies of building hospitals is highly sophisticated. And that's where we're spending a lot of time right now training. And with support through Labor and Advanced Education and Employment Nova Scotia, we're doing a lot of training now to focus and prepare not only our existing workforce, but the future workforce to be ready to build these types of hospitals. Medical gas is an example, highly skilled set of skills that have to go into that trade.
Medical gas?
Yep. So, you know, whenever we have in a hospital room, you have your connections to oxygen, you have your connections to a variety of things in the wall. And what we need to do is we have to make sure that those welding, those fittings are done in such a way that the quality is there so that it's not going to impede helping somebody throughout their healthcare process. And the skill set that goes along with that is a unique skill set that our plumbers and pipe fitters train in and some of the welders in our industry train in.
And you mentioned wall panels and floor. Why are hospital floors different?
Well, in a typical building, you might get tile on the floor, you might get wood. In a hospital setting, if you ever, and we don't usually look at the floor when you walk into a hospital setting, so maybe the next time everybody walks in, we look down and we see the floor. It's extremely flat. It's extremely durable. As we roll beds or gurneys across that floor, they need to be, you know, very, very smooth. They need to be able to handle the sanitization aspects, the cleaning aspects that happen on a regular basis. And so the attention to detail and the quality of the product that has to go down has to be able to meet those demands of that type of a setting.
And where are you doing the training for these specialties?
We're working with a lot of the unions in Cape Breton to do this training. A lot of the unions have facilities either in Cape Breton or with their organizations here in Halifax. We're doing a lot of training there. We're partnering with the community college to make sure that we're able to meet the demands of some of those skill sets as well. And we have a private career college in the industry called the Building Trades Advancement College that is specifically established to help provide trades training for ICI use, so industrial, commercial, institutional use.
And if you're also looking for a more diverse workforce, and this is some of the requirements in the RFPs for these five major projects, how do you go about doing that?
We've set up an office in Cape Breton, and so Rochelle Hatcher is our industry community engagement coordinator. And in having Rochelle there, we're reaching out to the underrepresented groups who have typically been underrepresented in construction to look at opportunities, identify those opportunities, and help to develop that training pathway forward. That deals with, you know, Indigenous community, that's the African Nova Scotian community. Women are typically and traditionally underrepresented in our sector. Newcomers to Cape Breton, and persons with disabilities. And so with Rochelle in Sydney, being able to connect with the groups, we're finding out who has interested individuals, who has individuals with previously existing training, and then we're aligning them with the unions and the contractors to make sure that they match the skills and the demand of what those occupations are going to be for us.
All right, Trent, thanks for telling us about it, and best of luck with the sessions.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Trent Soholt is Executive Director with the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council. If you're interested in one of these 500 jobs that's going to be coming up in these five major projects over the next few years, they have two virtual information sessions scheduled for this month. Part one is this Thursday. Part two is Tuesday the 23rd. And we've posted the registration and the details to our Facebook page.